The plaintiffs in the case are former Petersburg resident Danny Thompson, who's moved to Washington State, and current resident Greg Richeson. The two men say in separate investigations in 2013, the Petersburg police officers obtained search warrants and seized property from their homes. The plaintiffs say police took guns, coins, computers, electronics, cameras, cell phones, personal papers, jewelry, and other private property and did not return the items for years. Thompson says his belongings have since been returned. About 4 years later, Richeson was still waiting for the return of his possessions. Attorney Fred Trium argued in late July that the suit should be a class action.
There's hundreds of people throughout the state of Alaska who are in the same position as the two plaintiffs here. They've been served with warrants, their stuff has been taken away, and they cannot get the warrant file or access to it, because the only way they can get access is if the police file a criminal case as a result of the warrant, based on information they obtained when they served the warrant, then, but only then, the defendant can go in and see his warrant file, otherwise it remains sealed.
Attorneys for the state and Petersburg Borough say Richeson's items have not been returned because he's the target of an ongoing investigation by the Petersburg Police Department. Trium disputes that he is. As for Thompson, charges were forwarded to the Juneau District Attorney's Office in 2015, but dismissed by that office and his property returned. Alaska law requires police to obtain a search warrant from a judge or magistrate judge, and it spells out the reasons for issuing a warrant. Police are required to give the owner of the property seized a copy of the warrant, a copy of the supporting affidavit for obtaining the warrant, and a receipt for the property taken. Police are also required to make an inventory of the property seized. Search warrants become part of the public record once a criminal case is filed in court. However, according to the state's court rules, search warrants, affidavits, receipts, and inventories are kept sealed, not part of the public record, for 4 years if no criminal case is filed. Someone who has property seized can request an inventory of those items, but that unsealing request needs approval by a judge. The plaintiffs are seeking disclosure of court files in all search warrants and argue that Alaska's court rules are a violation of the state's constitution. The defendants in the suit are the Petersburg Borough, local police officer Kaylin Rossi, and the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, or CCAD. That's a cooperative drug enforcement effort involving the Alaska State Troopers and police departments around Southeast. Also named in the suit are former Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt and Chris Russell of the Troopers for their administrative role with CCAD. Superior Court Judge William Carey earlier this year denied a motion by Trium to add new plaintiffs to the suit, as well as adding other regional narcotics task forces from around Alaska as defendants. Carey did agree to add the Statewide Drug Enforcement Unit and the Alaska Department of Public Safety as defendants. Assistant Attorney General Mariana Carpinetti, representing those state agencies, and Trooper Russell argued that the case should not be a class action.
As for Mr. Thompson, he has admitted that all of his property has been returned to him. So it's totally unclear, and the plaintiffs have not explained how a person who had all their property returned to them is an adequate representative of a group of people whose main complaint is that property hasn't been returned to them.
The plaintiffs have also entered into the court record numbers of search warrants known to be filed at the Petersburg court between 2012 and 2015, with the number of those not referenced in a criminal case. That data was compiled by former Deputy Magistrate Chris Morrison, who's now working as a paralegal for Trium. She found that the court authorized between 42 and 64 warrants a year, and in those years, around half to three-quarters or more of the warrants were not referenced in a criminal charge. Carpinetti argued that the numbers weren't proof of the need for a class action.
What has been brought forward by the plaintiff is an affidavit which relates to search warrants and whether those search warrants were later referenced in criminal cases. But that evidence doesn't show a pattern of law enforcement, whether at the municipal or state level, engaging in a practice of seizing people's property and not returning it.
Timothy Bowman, representing the Petersburg Borough, and police officer Rossi argued that Trium has not shown a common group of people with the same complaint. Here's Bowman with Superior Court Judge William Carey asking a question.
We don't know whether or not this is the kind of stuff that that the subjects of warrants would even want to have returned.
Isn't it fair to assume people want their stuff back?
Well, I think Ms. Carbonetti made a great point. I mean, well, why does somebody want to have a DNA sample returned?
Well, the
information that's provided by the plaintiffs, there's no indication. We don't know if those are, hundreds of such cases. I mean, probably not. But, I mean, the burden is upon the plaintiffs to demonstrate that they have, to demonstrate a class. And they simply haven't done that.
Cases have to meet certain legal standards to earn class action status. Such a finding would allow plaintiffs beyond Thompson and Richeson to become part of the case, with the case argued on behalf of a larger group of people who have a common complaint. The defendants argue that the practice of seizing evidence is critical to law enforcement investigations everywhere. Those attorneys are asking the judge to rule in the defendant's favor before the case goes to trial. Carey expected to rule on that motion relatively soon. A jury trial had been scheduled for this August, but now has been rescheduled for February 20th of next year. Attorneys expected a trial would take about a week. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.